Houston's Eagle, Dean and Raj. We are the only morning show that I know of that gives away $1,000 every morning at 7:49 with the $1,000 minute. That's coming up this hour. If you want to play and be a contestant, you have to sign up. Go to Houston'sEagle.com.
All right, birthday scam time.
Yeah, we're going to call Jeff. His wife let us know that their house, the roof is covered with pine needles. It looks horrible. So we're going to call from the Homeowners Association. Tell him he's got to get those pine needles off the roof.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeff?
This is he.
Hey, Jeff. Joe Hicketts with the Homeowners Association. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just following up on an email we sent you about the pine needles on your roof and your gutters.
There's not a lot I can do about it. We're backed up to a ton of pine trees.
Well, it's your obligation to keep that roof and gutters clear. And if you read okay.
I get up there, tackle it once a year, you know, when they accumulate.
Yeah, and I don't think that's obviously often enough because they're a health and a fire hazard.
I could maybe do it more often, but, you know, that's a never-ending battle.
This is clearly a violation of Section 17.
Okay.
And I quote, "Each owner of a lot shall at all times be obligated to maintain his property, removing debris from roof and gutters."
Pine needles being debris.
Including the area between and not limited to the boundary lines.
I'm having a hard time wrapping around.
Furthermore, an owner's maintenance obligation shall include but not be limited to the maintenance of all visible exterior surfaces of all buildings.
No, I got it. You don't have to read Section 17 to me, okay? If you say that I got to clear the pine needles.
Well, you wouldn't read it. You didn't read it.
I couldn't have read it. You didn't send it to me.
Furthermore, any drainage improvements have to be maintained.
Stop reading.
Okay. All right.
You sent me a blank email. I asked you about it. You didn't say anything for days, and then you called me.
Why don't you get your ladder, get your ass up there, and man up and clean up your roof? What is the problem?
I told you I was going to do it, okay? I don't know why you're reading this over and over.
Clean the needles off.
I'm going to clean the needles off. What do you want?
You know, the other needle problem that I've noticed is your needle dick.
Who are you? Did the Homeowners Association call and rip people around? Called him needle dick?
No, it's Dean and Raj. It's a birthday scam from your wife, Sylvia.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's...
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
She contacted us. She said your house is inundated with these pine needles, and it drives you crazy.
Oh, my God. I was already at a 9 on the pine needles.
Tell your wife we called. We do hope you have a happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.